First, a disclaimer of sorts when it comes to defining what creativity actually is. Katie Davis is a professor in the Information School at the UW.
You ask two creativity researchers, they're not necessarily going to agree completely on what creativity is. But one important element of creativity is originality.
So let's start there. Davis, along with researchers with the Harvard Graduate School of Education, looked at 20 years' worth of artwork and writing produced by teens. The works were published in two teen magazines, which aren't being named in the study, in order to protect the identity of the youths. A set of criteria was used, such as composition for the art or mood, style, and language in the writing. And what researchers found, looking at work from 1990 through 2011, is that teens are getting more adventurous and less conventional in their art, but not so in their writing. In the 90s, Davis says teens were more likely to write stories that didn't follow a linear arc.
There is this sense where the earlier pieces were just more out there and kind of taking more risks.
Davis found more surrealism in work from earlier years. For example,
there was a narrator who goes to his psychiatrist's office, and the psychiatrist is a crab. And at the end of the story, the narrator grabs his psychiatrist crab with a pair of tongs.
Davis isn't sure why teens are moving away from surrealistic writing, but she says teachers these days are under more pressure to get their students to pass standardized tests.
In the classrooms, you know, there's a focus on really mastering the five-paragraph essay and not playing with any sort of structure.
But when it comes to art, teens are coloring out of the lines, so to speak. Their work is getting more experimental, like not centering their subjects in the middle of a page. Smartphone apps and other technology could be the reasons why.
They have more tools to work with to engage in creative acts.
But Davis says it's not clear whether teens might just be copying what they're seeing on their computer screens. And why bother studying creativity in the first place? The researcher says
that is how we progress as a society, by individuals and groups who think in new ways and invent things.
Florangela Davila, KPLU News.